And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Arlene Allen.
Welcome to the Talk of the Town. You are listening to us on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. And I've got a lot to share with you today. November is a really busy month at the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. And thanks to all of our amazing sponsors, our Chairman Circle sponsor, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, and our platinum investors, APS, Barrett Propane, Drake Cement, the Town of Chino Valley, Farmers Insurance, One Easy Credit Union, DES, Acreage and Mowing, Tom's Print and Sign, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We're able to bring you a lot of programs, and some of those programs are insanely exciting. And one of them is going to be our luncheon next month, and that is on the 8th of November. Next month, can you believe it? It's just right around the corner. We're going to be doing our annual holiday fraud luncheon. Now, that may not sound seriously exciting, but every year, both consumers and businesses get trapped in holiday frauds, and there are new scams out every year just when we figure out how to fix them. They have new ones. And right now I heard on the radio, oh, what show could that have been? Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, just this morning, that there is a new voter scam now in Prescott. And that's just causing a whole lot of grief. And this year there's a puppy scam. And the puppy scam is costing people tons of money and lots of disappointed people who are not getting the puppies they ordered online. So, November 8th, and you can log on to www.chinovalley.org and get tickets for that. The day after that, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, an important organization in our community, advocating mental well-being and transforming lives, is going to be hosting a workshop, and that workshop is going to be free of charge, and that is going to be hosted at Stepping Stones in Prescott Valley from 9 to 10:30, and that is on Thursday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 10:30, and that is going to be the 10 questions you need to have answered before you say yes to joining any board of directors, and you don't have to be thinking of joining West Yavapai Guidance Clinic's board to go to that event. But what a great opportunity if someone said, hey, you want to be on my board, to get the real information that you need to know. And not only that, but what to do with that information when you have it. How do you interpret that? How do you weigh the responses? And how do you, as a first-time board member, make a really positive choice about what to do? And leading that workshop is me, Arlene Allen, CPM, ION, go figure. But that is free, and you can sign up by just calling the chamber at 928-636-2493. And even more exciting, November is a very exciting day, month. We will be on November 15th having our third annual Toys for Tots mixer. It is free to members, free to guests, free to the public, and we are on Highway 89 across from Maverick. That runs from 5 to 6:30, and all you have to do is bring an unused toy or stuffed animal, and you can enjoy meeting new people, having some food, some beverages, and helping our kids have a better Christmas. Last year, the Marines took 3 truckloads of toys and gifts out of the chamber, and this year we're going for 5. And of course, November 25th, shop local. It's Small Business Saturday, and we'll talk more about that when we come back from the break. You're listening to us on the Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. We'll be right back.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
A warranty forever. Yes, you heard that right. Hi, folks. It's Danny Sampson here at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. You know, RV manufacturers only offer a 1 or 2 year warranty at most. Little Dealer Little Prices is the only dealer in Arizona offering a forever warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty at no extra charge to you. Now, that's peace of mind. Come see why Little Dealer Little Prices is the dealer that sells more towable RVs than any other dealer in the state. Located at Highway 69 and Truewood Drive in Prescott Valley. Little Dealer Little Prices. Big on selection, really big on saving you money.
A chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. You're listening to us on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. And we, of course, are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. With me in studio is someone who is never with me in studio, but is usually with me in a tiny little booth while I'm reading commercials. And he is working magic on a board. And that is Nick Canuel.
Hello.
Well, thank you for coming in today.
Hey, no, I'm happy to be here.
Today we learn more about you.
That's fun. Yeah, it's weird to get this side of the radio part of everything.
Trust me, I totally understand right. That. It's a tough switch back and forth. So we know you as engineer and as online personality extraordinaire, but rumor has it you have another life.
Yeah, actually. I'm the production coordinator here at AZ Hometown Radio, so most things cross my desk at some point, but by night. I'm a musician around town, actually. I have a band, a duo, and a solo thing going on. So I have a band called Little Larry and the Drive. We conveniently won the Battle of the Bands for the Mix 106, KBBV, our sister station here, and 94.7 Jack FM a couple years ago. So that was cool. And so that's the band I play with on the weekends. We were at Jersey Lily this week. And then I have an acoustic duo that we never bothered to name. So we're just Nikolai and Sean. And then I play solo every Thursday night at Jersey as well. So I'm extremely busy.
So what do you do in your spare time, Nick?
My spare time is 3 minutes on Sunday afternoons, mm-hmm. and I like to sleep and try to, put my hair off of fire.
No, and it's a little shorter than it used to be, and
it
really
is
charming. So, so I know that we were talking off the air because you found a few more scams.
Well, you know, yeah, there's some really crazy stuff going on right now. And anytime there's anything going on, you know, with taxes and with voting and anything like that, that tax season, they get scams all over the place. They'll have people faking to be the IRS calling you. And as a public service announcement to our listeners, the IRS will never call you and tell you that you owe them money. That's never going to happen. And they will especially never demand you pay them over the phone. That's never going to happen.
Well, yeah. And the IRS did change that rule a little bit this year and say, we'll call you, but we'll never ask you for
money.
Exactly.
They'll just say, you need to do it. Then this is how you do it. They don't say, give us a credit card number. Right now, the scam that's going on at the moment is a voter scam where there's not a lot of information on it just yet because there's only been one or two calls made. But what they do is they say they're calling from the administration office and saying, well, hey, we haven't received your vote yet. You can do that over the phone. Let's just do that now. And so, you know, people are smart enough so far that they've hung up. But, you know, it's real easy to just go, oh, yeah, that makes sense, and not catch the red flags there. So what they're likely going to be doing after that is saying, okay, we just need your name, your address, your social security, your number, your phone number, your mother's name, and all this stuff. They're going to get all your information. And why not a bank card just because? And, you know.
They don't even need the bank card.
Of course
they have all that information. They get all of the bank cards.
Exactly,
with that.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to watch out for that. And I guess.
But someone's going to do that because
absolutely.
They want your vote to count. This is a really important election, and they want your vote to count.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why voting, you specifically, I mean, nothing over the phone. No one's going to call you and say vote by phone. That's not a thing. So,
but it would
vote,
be fun to think
it
about.
It would be easy,
yeah.
But super insecure, and you can't make sure about it. So the way to vote, go to the county administration office on Fair Street here in town, or I can't remember where Prescott Valley and Chino's are, of course, or Cottonwood for that matter. But, you know, go to the actual county administrative office and vote there.
Or go online or call them and they'll tell you where your local precinct
exactly.
office is, and then you can go there and vote.
Mm-hmm. These resources are all available online. And don't vote by phone. Only do that for American Idol. It's bad.
And then do it a lot.
Yeah, then that's fine. Call as many times as you want by that. Which I think is coming back. I think I heard it's coming back.
I hope so.
Right?
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
Like the original judges. Oh, maybe not.
It's all that. I mean, without Randy Jackson and all them, it's kind of pointless to not have them, I think. But Simon Cowell bailed, so he's never coming back. So we'll see.
He's busy, and he just fell down the stairs.
Oh, so, didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
I don't even know how I know that. I think it came flying across my desktop in some like meaningless email that was flying around. Yeah. So what else is going on in your world that we should know about? Because we know you want all that, and we know that you're really good and that you're playing all the time. So what's next for you?
Well, the plan, you know, is always to kind of see what's next and try to work on the thing that's next. My partner, my duo, actually, Sean McDermott, shameless plug, just recorded a CD over at Raven Studios here in town, here
nice.
In Prescott. And it turned out great. And it immediately made me go like, guess I got to do that. So that's the next plan, is to get over, because Raven Studios, man, I'm nothing but impressed. And like, I was there in the studio recording this thing with Sean, and I heard it, you know, 2 months later when it was done and ready to go and everything, and was completely surprised by it because
wow.
it sounded great in the studio, and now it sounds even better. So
so you can do that like rapidly because you've got all this music to record, and
sure.
then you could have it out just in time for Christmas.
Oh, that I could. Yes, that's a good point. And
then
of course I could always have it in the bar
stockings.
With
stockings.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a good point.
See?
Coming soon. Stay tuned.
Right. I mean, there you go. You heard it first.
Yes,
on
right
top
here.
Of the town, Juno Valley.
Exactly.
That is awesome.
So, yeah, that's the next plan is, you know, record some of my original stuff and try to figure out who to involve in that in terms of, because I've worked with 8,000 musicians, you know, like everyone in town. We all know each other. So we all just sort of end up on stage with each other and all this stuff. So it's a matter of, like, who to bring in and you know, what songs to use and everything. And for example, like my dad has been a musician around here since the dawn of time. So,
I'm sure he'll be thrilled that you said that.
I know. I bet he'll love that. But so, of course, he'd have to be involved in it to some extent. I would want him on there. And then, like I said, I play with Little Larry, and he's been here forever. Larry's been playing around here since, I want to say, 1982. And so he's very well established. So I'd bring him in, and, you know, it's just figuring out who, what, and when. So I know where, just the other three.
But you can do that. And I'm just looking forward to, like, putting that in people's stockings. I think that would be just so great. So
me too.
Yeah. I think that would help set up 2018 pretty much.
I think it would. I think that'd be a good start to the year. And plus, it'd be like, you know, thing checked off the list of stuff. I got to do this, you know. So that'd be a, not bucket list, but goal for this year thing.
Well, goal for this year thing is important, and we all have them.
Exactly.
Sometimes the goal for this year is to make it to next year.
Yeah.
But we always strive for a lot more than that.
Absolutely, yeah. And the key is just to make sure that when you get there in as few pieces as possible.
Yeah, and I think what all of us strive for, and I know that you do too, because you like everything to be perfect, as do I, that when you do it not just in a hurry, but you do it the best you can possibly
exactly.
be, and then surprise yourself with how good it actually ended up.
That's always a plus.
Well, so we're going to look at you in the Raven studio, and we're going to take a short break. And you are listening to us on the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQA.com, and we'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Fact, all bikes are not created equal. What's best for your Kawasaki isn't the same for your Harley, and Jesse's Pigpen knows the difference. They can help you avoid repair by just maintaining your bike. Jesse's Pigpen are proud to be a certified Harley technician, so you can trust that whether it's or you're good to go. Enjoy the ride, your ride, season after season with Jesse's Pigpen. Give him a call at 458-0456 or find him on Facebook at Jesse's Pigpen.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine. The Audie's family. The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full. The Audie's family. So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor. The Augie's family.
Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town, and Nick Canuel is still here with me.
Hello.
We are talking Halloween.
Absolutely we are.
Well, because we were just talking about all the events that are going on in Chino Valley and how all I'm talking about is November and going into December, and we forgot October, which only has one more day, but it has like the biggest event of the year in Chino Valley, and I skipped past it. My bad. So Nick was sharing that he's been at this event since he was just a tyke.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Paulden, so there was no such thing as trick-or-treating in Paulden in, you know, 1993.
You just rode your horse to the neighbor's house.
Pretty much. I mean, there was like eight of us living out there then. So so it was always, you know, go to Chino Valley, and we'd... I never did get to do the haunted house because I think I was a little too afraid of it when I was a kid. Back when they had it over at the other park, the community center, I think.
Yeah.
Never did get to do that, but we used to do the memory park thing. We'd go by there, and then, you know, my brother and I, my mom would drive us, and so we'd just ride on the hood of mom's car door to door. Yeah, it was the 90s. It's fine. But so we'd just ride on the hood door to door, jump off the hood, get candy, come back to the car. It was great.
So to stop you from having to do that, the town of Chino Valley said, you know, let's put on a family event in the park. And this year, I don't know, it's its millionth year in production, but this year it's going to run from 5 to 8, so nice. That's an hour earlier, so it'll actually start before dark, so the little tykes can mm-hmm. get their candy and kind of get wound down and sugared up before it's too late, and the older kids can stay there a little bit later. And there's it's all free, and there are dozens of vendors. Walgreens is bringing in candy, 870 pounds or something
wow.
like that of candy. It is literally a truck full.
That is insane.
You know, a couple of years ago, they had so many people, and they didn't expect that many people.
Right.
And they kind of ran out.
Gotcha.
And last year, they had, like, extra, so they're trying to find the sweet spot, but so many people have moved here to Chino, and so many kids come in, so they got more candy. So no one should be short of candy tomorrow night, or music, or entertainment, or the police dogs, or any of the things that are going on, and they do haunted houses, and they do all kinds of skits and games. And it's just an amazing evening, and it's totally safe. Well, first of all, it's totally safe in that park, but not all the police are there anyway.
Right.
With the cute dogs that you can pet because they're not working. but don't give them candy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good for the dogs. And but it's just a wild and crazy fun night. Totally safe, so you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, at the Chamber, we meet people all the time who have just moved here.
Sure.
And... you know, they don't know where to go with their kids and what to do on Halloween, and we're able to tell them about this
event.
Right,
you have an avenue to take.
And they are so excited. So I know that other towns have their own Halloween celebrations, but this one is very special and unique.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I know people from Paulden come, and people from Williamson Valley come, and people from all over the Chino Valley area come, and it's fun. And you actually don't need a kid with you to come.
Oh, that is good news.
Yeah, you will let you, if you're a kid at heart, you can come play and eat all the chocolate.
Okay,
you
there
want.
You go. Yeah. Then that might just find me out there.
I was just going to say you could be our personal guest. We invite you.
Well, actually, I got to play tomorrow night, but next year.
Next year. Okay, well, we'll make sure we invite you really early.
Okay.
I wanted to circle back a little bit because I know we talk about on the radio all the time about shopping local. And, you know, when you shop locally, you're actually helping your neighbor. All of our small businesses are run by people that live in our community.
Yep.
And so we have a Shop Local program. And during that Shop Local program, as part of that, we try to have people shop local all year round. But on November 25th, we're part of the Shop Local Small Business Saturday through the American Express program that is national. And that program is marketed all over the country. And it's between Black Friday and our favorite online shopping day on Monday. And so between Black Friday and Cyber Monday every year, we have Small Business Saturday, where you learn to shop small.
Absolutely.
And we've got balloons and stickers and pins and really amazing tote bags. They're limited editions. They're only good for a year, and people collect them.
Oh, cool.
The new ones are very cool.
Oh,
they
very cool.
Just came in. And we have little handkerchiefs to put on your dogs and programs. At the Chamber, we serve breakfast from about 8 to 11. And then from 11 to 3, we have snacks, and you can start at the Chamber and pick up a map and go business to business from those people that are signed on to the program. And if you get them all to sign on and are the first one back to the Chamber, you get a very cool gift.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Small Business Saturday is a great way to go. And, of course, following that comes December and all the stuff we do in December. We have our Toys for Tots mixer that we talked about, but Chino Family Christmas is coming up on December 9th, and that runs from 10 to 4, and we're doing that in conjunction with the town. So Nick is on his way out the door, and he's been called to record, but on his way in is Scott Bruner. And Scott is the Community Services Director for the town of Chino Valley. Welcome, Scott.
Hi, Arlene. How are you?
I am great. And we have just spent 10 minutes talking about the event that you've got going on tomorrow, but probably
Thank you so
with
much.
Less expertise than you bring to the table. So tell us a little bit about, one, tomorrow night, and then about what you actually are doing, which is so exciting at the town.
Well, so you've already said that it's at 5 to 8, okay? And it's Halloween at Memory Park, free treats. We're going to have a fire show. We'll have food trucks.
The pyroclectic.
Yes, again,
Whoa.
The old dependable.
Yeah, but awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And food trucks, of course, that is because it's from 5 to 8. Some people will get off work and they can bring their children over, and maybe they can grab something to eat if they don't have time to get home. And we're going to have the Hail Bay Maze. And we're going to have different citizens of Chino Valley telling scary stories
Ooh.
With our children's librarian, Miss Darlene. So we'll have that going. But basically, it's booths, as you know. I believe we have a contest for the most decorated, booth. And we'll have mayor and council will be there. And
so they're coming in costume this year?
Well, we've got a little costume for them. It's rather conservative, but you'll have to come and see.
Well, we'll be there for sure. Absolutely. Even without that tease. But the people listening are going, oh, yeah, I'm going to that.
Well, this is a real safe and easy way to do this. And like I said, it's, the booths will be providing all the free candy and treats. So, 5 to 8. So, okay. So,
So that's awesome. I mean, we were just talking about Walgreens and like 870 pounds of candy
right,
or something
exactly.
insane like that.
Right, correct.
So if we run out, you have plan B?
We won't run out.
Okay, good. So, Scott, we are just being joined by Cecilia Gritman. Cecilia is the town manager of the town of Chino Valley, and we are thrilled that she could join us today because there is so much going on in Chino Valley. It is amazing. And she is, as we like to say, the chick in charge.
Right.
Welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry I'm late.
No problem. If schedules were any more crazy in any of our lives, we wouldn't know what to do with ourselves. So I know that Scott was just talking about how the park is going to start growing a little bit.
Memory Park?
Oh, the park. I'm sorry. I thought you said party. Like tomorrow night's party.
And she's going, oh my God, it's growing more. I didn't know that. Scott, what are you doing?
Tomorrow night or Memory Park?
Park party. What's the difference? Anyway, yeah, it is growing. It's something we've been planning for a couple years now. Probably,
yes.
And,
absolutely.
Finally going to start putting the dollars into it. Scott's already gotten some sculptures for the park, and it
mm-hmm.
they've been
we got that, we have that up. In fact, I just talked to the artist today, and she has another piece that we will be putting up, and she's working on it now. So looking good. We want to get in fact, we were just talking about that with you not more than an hour ago as we're planning, and hopefully we can do some of the infrastructure. But basically, in a nutshell, we're bringing the – we have the road shut off, of course, as Palomino came down and it went between the library and Memory Park. We closed that off, and we're going to be – hopefully we'll get going to that in the spring and start ripping it. Getting after it.
Well, hold that thought. We've got more people joining us. It's a party here. We're starting early, so don't go away, and we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com. Affinity
RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeldt, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley, at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah from the Artful Eye Jewelers. Hey! Did you know we specialize in beautiful, one-of-a-kind jewelry made right here in our state-of-the-art workshop? That's right. We love creating unique pieces that can be passed down through the generations. Many of our one-of-a-kind, award-winning pieces feature stunning Australian opal and other exotic gems. We have pieces in sterling silver as well as white, yellow, and rose gold to fit every budget. So if you're looking for a truly unique, handcrafted gift made right here in Prescott, be sure to stop on in and see us at the Artful Eye Jewelers. We're located in the middle of Withy Row in beautiful downtown Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the company that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A Prescott Valley man is facing charges following a home invasion incident.
The incident involving 35-year-old Michael Dragoon occurred at a Curran Drive apartment complex at around 4 Saturday morning.
Due to the fact Dragoon did not reside at this location and was loudly banging on the front of the residents warned the intruder that they had a gun and to leave the property immediately. Seconds later, the residents of the apartment heard their front window being broken, were in fear for their safety, and fired a gun at Dragoon.
Prescott Valley Police Sergeant Jason Coffman says Dragoon then tried to break into a second apartment.
The resident at 3014 North Corinne Apartment A was extremely traumatized and shocked by Dragoon breaking down her door, which resulted in the resident having a severe life-threatening medical event.
The female resident was taken to Yavapai Regional Medical Center East for treatment. Dragoon, who was determined to be intoxicated at the time of the incident, was also treated there for cuts caused by glass. He was then taken to the Camp Verde Jail on charges of burglary, criminal damage, assault, disorderly conduct, and possession of marijuana. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Some Prescott Valley streets are receiving maintenance improvements. Public Works Director Norm Davis describes what's involved in the crack seal maintenance program, which is underway.
What we're looking at is the maintenance treatment we do every year to help preserve our pavements. So we go out and we put crack seal on all the cracks that happen and help preserve pavement. It's all on our website, and it's a maintenance treatment we do prior to chip seal. So yes, there are specific streets we're doing.
Davis explains how long this work is expected to take.
It'll take about 2 weeks once the contractor gets here. So we anticipate he'll be done by Thanksgiving. You know, the cracks, actually, when the pavements start contracting a little bit, you get actually the best fill. So you get the best workmanship this time of year.
Some of the areas to be treated include Glassford Hill Road, the PV Pipeline Multi-Use Path, the Viewpoint Drive Subdivision, and the Prescott Valley Business Park. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, mostly sunny and cool tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 45 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 63 tomorrow and a high of 65 on Wednesday. 47 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 74 and a high on Wednesday of 77. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
When it's time to enjoy a little drinking or dining out, stick with the winner. Prescott Brewing Company is approaching 22 years of providing a little something for everyone. Quiet street front, people watching front dining area, more people watching atrium dining in the middle of quaint and unique boutique shops. The bar area overlooking our small brew house, where Arizona's most awarded breweries' beers have been produced since 1994. A huge eclectic menu of time-tested favorites that we like to call pub cuisine and beyond. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott, always a winning choice.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. People ask me, Dave, why do you do those radio commercials yourself? For three generations, my family's been providing comfort through clean burning propane in Yavapai County. I wouldn't want a stranger to tell you about our commitment to the community, our hometown values, or how we spent 67 years working to make life better for folks. Anyway, thanks for listening. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. You're listening to us on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. And Scott Bruner has some announcements that we didn't get to before the break.
Just a couple here. On November 16th at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., we're having a user group meeting at the newly remodeled community center, which is at 1527 North Road 1 East. So all the user groups that would like to use the facility, come with your questions, a preliminary schedule, including desired dates and times of use. So all those user groups, you have a place to go. But again, November 16th at 6 o'clock. And the Boys and Girls Club will be established in the town of Chino Valley at the community center, the same building. The exact date of the opening has not been determined, but it'll be sometime in November. So we got
That's
the Boys and
be
Girls
exciting.
Club.
Yay! That is awesome.
Yes.
And I know that this weekend, Cecilia, we've got something exciting coming up in Chino Valley, too.
We do, and this is coordinated by our code enforcement department or customer service code compliance, I'm sorry, and they're hosting a community cleanup. It will be at the community center, the address that Scott just gave you, 1500 North Road 1 West, Road 1 East, sorry, and it'll be pretty much all day, Friday and Saturday. There are some limited items that you can't bring, like tires and paint, that's normal stuff, batteries, but for the most part, bring your stuff to be thrown out. Free of charge.
And free of charge and getting stuff out of your garage is a good thing right before the holidays.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So great for that. Now, I know that, Frank, you and Cecilia are working really closely along with half of the town on the Old Home Manor and project in the industrial park. And I know that it's a confusing issue and it's a big project. So why don't you see if you can defuse this?
Well, I think there's two parts to the project. One is the construction project, which Frank and his group are finishing off, as well as then the development process that comes after that. So why don't Frank talk about the construction part of it?
Okay. What we've got going on is we're almost wrapped up with the construction. We were rebuilding two roads and one of the biggest drainage structures I've seen in town go in. The total project's about $2 million, just under. So it's not a small project, pretty big one. And we are down to cleaning up the trash.
Wow.
And making sure everything looks good. We've got a couple fences to move before we open the road. But the contract date's the end of November, but we should beat that and open up here in hopefully the next couple weeks.
That's exciting. We don't often beat deadlines anywhere in the Quad Cities. That's awesome. Good job.
Yeah, we're happy about that. Now, just to be clear, though, that just brings infrastructure to the property as well as gets the roads to the property. There's additional things we want to do. One would be completely straightening out Road 4 North. Another might be getting natural gas out to the property. And then plus we've have an engineering and planning group that's doing our master plan for the piece out there. And we've been working with about 25 stakeholders from the Chino Valley community, and we're looking at how the whole industrial park, being 200 acres, it's very big. So we're gonna look at how that's gonna look and what types of industry we wanna attract to the area. And now I see Jason has joined us.
So. Right. Yeah, we're playing musical chairs here in studio. This is a very small space. Most people's walk-in closets are bigger. And right now, we have six people in here, and we're all still breathing, so this is good. So Jason Sanks is with us now, the Acting Development Services Director for the Town of Chino Valley. Welcome. Thanks
you.
For joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And I know that they wanted to talk initials, but until you were here, we just couldn't talk UDO.
Ah. Yes.
Yes. That is another big undertaking that we're doing at the town. We're thankful to have both Jason and Frank on board right now to help us do that. Jason will be taking lead on the project. So the UDO stands for Unified Development Ordinance. We had our first meeting on that last week, and I think Jason can probably describe the process a little better than I could.
Absolutely. Thank you. We're looking at rewriting the town's Unified Development Ordinance. It's more commonly known as a zoning code. It's 11 years old. It's time for a rewrite. So, you know, we found multiple inconsistencies in the current document, a little bit of lack of clarity. We have land use districts that we need to develop for the town as we focus on guiding future growth. We're working on prioritizing the code section components right now that may need immediate attention. We may need to do text amendments to the current code and before we actually adopt a new code, which is going to be about an 18-month process. But we are focused on making it more user-friendly, and we're going to restructure it so that it's more easily referenced by both internal town staff as well as the development community. So very excited about the project, and we just kicked it off last week and we had a really good meeting. So
about, like Jason was saying, 11 or so years ago, we had this written by an outside firm. Mm-hmm. And it's just really clunky to go through. And a good example, I think, is what Jason actually brought to our first meeting. And it was about 12 pages of code in our current UDO. And he said, just take a look at this. It's all our zoning districts, et cetera, and how all the uses that are permitted or not permitted. And then he had it all summarized in a whole 3 pages. He said, I didn't delete anything on here, but yes, you can see it's much easier to read. And all the matrices, these are all permitted uses, these aren't. Really easy to use. And I can just imagine what it's like for most people who aren't really experienced in the development process trying to go through our previous code. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to make it more user-friendly.
I know at the Chamber we hear a lot, and we send these surveys out and people write back, yes, we need to change our code. Yes, we don't understand it. And I know from the town where I served on council, that was the biggest challenge that we had, was that people would read the code and interpret it one way, but it was written to be interpreted a different way. And it caused just a few little challenges and hiccups along the way.
And then you have a little changeover in staff and the interpretation changes, and that doesn't translate well to the public.
So we're excited about that. So let's circle back and talk a little bit more about the industrial park and, the infrastructure challenges that you went through and where you're going with all this, because that's going to change the face of Chino Valley.
Mm-hmm. One of the council goals from years past, and it actually stemmed from Mayor Marley when he was here, he wanted to create more jobs out in our community. And they felt the best way to do this was trying to develop, an industrial park, kind of centralize that as much as possible. And so we, the town, own this 800 acres called Old Home Manor, and it's about 3 miles off the highway, maybe. And so from there, we decided to rezone 200 of the acres to be industrial. Then we had some EDA money, which was, my understanding is correct, it was stimulus money that was from some of the federal projects that were going on, and it was just to get the infrastructure out there. So we have accomplished that, but there's still lots and lots more to do. We look at hiring an economic development person towards the first of the year who can develop some strategies on trying to market the area and work with brokers, coming up with different things, whether it's some kind of incentive programs based on how many jobs they can get, or spec buildings, maybe. I don't know. I think we're going to try and let this person help develop what that might look like, but we might have a little bit of money to help throw at some kind of incentive programs to get some stuff started.
Well, and one of the biggest challenges we have in Chino Valley is that exodus of people every morning leaving to work in Prescott and Prescott Valley. So having the industrial park and having businesses there, we can put our workforce to work in Chino Valley.
I love that. Most people would rather work where they live.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. And most people shop where they work. And so we can then help control more of those funds and keep them shopping local, which is a real goal for all of us who engage in economic vitality in the community.
I agree. Yeah, that's part of our goal. And we've had a handful of additional housing, multifamily, different types of housing, alternatives now coming to the town, which in our mind would be some of the workforce housing that we would need, affordable housing. I don't want to say it's... it's nothing subsidized by the federal government. It's just affordable.
It's affordable housing. And the good and bad news in Chino Valley is that it's a hot market right now. And so prices have gone up, mm-hmm. but not as much as in Prescott. So it's still a very desirable place to move to. And you're making it more so. So you have some changes in staff. The good news in town is that finances are better.
Finances are better. In fact, I'd say we're very stable now as compared to about 6 years ago when it was a little bit rocky and we weren't really sure where some of our future was going to be, and we'd let off a handful of people. We still haven't hired back to the staff that we had before, but we are starting to, most all our reserves are met. We're ticking along. Unfortunately, though, our sales tax is still flat, which is reflective in your previous comment about shopping where you work. So we need to work on that, but our construction sales tax up 70%, as well as our utility fees, or not fees, our utility income, because we're servicing more people.
Yeah.
So those are all up. Those are all really good things. They all help bode well for the future, but for the short term, as far as sales tax being flat, doesn't really look like we'll be able to bring on additional staff like we want to. I mean, we will be able to do some, but not like we want to and need to.
Yeah, and you do need to. The town is growing and the needs of the community are growing and the infrastructure's, you know, good and bad news is the lack of infrastructure has kept the growth from getting out of control. And so it affords you the opportunity to build, or you guys on this room is full of people, all of you, to build this infrastructure in a way that makes sense and do it right and plan for the future. And I know that, yeah, just we have so many people. I know you were at Fall Fest and you and the mayor were there talking to all of the new people who were moving.
Yeah, I think the mayor and I remarked at the end of the day that we'd probably talk to 100, 150 people, and all of them seem to have lived here in the last, just moved here in the last 2 years.
That is fascinating and scary.
Yeah.
So, and they all want you to be different. And I know that Small Business Saturday is coming up on November 25th, and that's our goal, is to get people to shop local. And so I know that we have transportation studies and water studies that are ongoing, but I know one of the things that people are always interested in is the over 55 development proposals and other proposals that are in front of council. We need to talk a little bit about the process for that, but before we do that, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to The Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and now on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com, and we'll be right back.
Rebates, rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system.
To get their rebates, rebates.
0% financing is available too, up to 12 months.
Rebates, rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me, rebates.
Call Gettles now for rebates on Lennox. That's G-O-E-T-T-L-S for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle, get Gettles.
The friendliest place to dine on Highway 69. The food is so divine.
The Audie's family.
The wait staff is delightful. They're fast and so insightful. You're sure to end the night full.
The Audie's family.
So do yourself a favor. Have dinner with your neighbor. We've got your favorite flavor.
The Audie's family.
Audie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Ooh.
The long and winding road.
Remember that thing called curb appeal? That's exactly what Prescott Dirt gives you. No, we're not talking about dirt. We're talking about beautiful flagstone or paver walkways that lead to your door. I'm Sam from Prescott Dirt, and we are now the only retail outlet in Northern Arizona of beautiful Pioneer pavers for your yard, patio, or walkway. See our displays of Pioneer pavers at both our Prescott and Prescott Valley locations, and we'll rock a new look for your landscape. See for yourself at PrescottDirt.com.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Much like the weather, your life could change at the drop of a hat. Don't be caught unprepared. You don't know what will happen tomorrow, but no matter what happens, you can make sure your loved ones are provided for with a life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance. Meet with a local independent agent and secure a policy now to rest easy knowing you're protecting the ones you love.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 17 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back. And Jason Sanks is going to talk a little bit about the current development in Chino Valley, because we've just recently, very recently, had two 55-plus park proposals come before council and P&Z. And there's a lot of controversy. We love it. We don't love it. It's going to be great for us. It's not. So we have just a little time left. Talk to us a little bit about where it is now and what has to happen before this gets really real.
And that's correct. We've actually had two 55-plus, often referred to as active adult communities, approved in the last few months. The one project that generated some public interest and a little bit of controversy, if you will, was the West Meadows development. And I think it's mostly due to its location. It's further from the center of town. It's surrounded by a large lot residential. And these are much smaller, what we call park model units, similar to, technically, I guess they're an RV, but they look a little bit like a cottage-style mobile home. And so they're going to have about 276 park models just north of Road 4 North and east of Road 1 West. So there's going to be two phases for now, and then they believe in the future they're going to rezone another portion of the project to allow park models. That generated a lot of interest because of the density and the concerns about water levels and wells. Ultimately, though, council did approve it. They found that the town does need housing. We're very short on housing.
Desperately.
Short on rentals, short for sales. And so this is going to offer people the opportunity to rent month to month. They can lease up to 12 months. And so what people can do, if you will, the retirees, if you will, for 55 plus, they can purchase the park model unit and then they rent the space. And they typically stay long term. So it's not like an RV park where they come in and out daily, weekly.
Sure.
They'll usually live indefinitely, kind of like a mobile home park. So they're going to have community amenities. They have a leasing office, a clubhouse, ball courts, open space, trails in that development. Even more recently, though, the Chino Valley Town Center, which is located just behind the Days Inn and the bank, they rezoned a big portion of that to also allow park models. There is an RV park component of it that is not age restricted, but the park model units are age restricted. A future phase will be the assisted living portion. So it's kind of like a continuum of care. You have non-age restricted RVs, then you have age restricted park models, and then should they need it as time goes on, if they were to get ill or they get elderly, the assisted living's right there. So, which is wonderful because, if you're growing old and you don't want to have your life partner 20 miles away in assisted living, so that someone could still live in their park model, yet their spouse or significant other could go to the assisted living if they need it. So,
And these developments, even though there's been some controversy about it, are so needed in Chino Valley. And people talk about that all the time. They're moving here from other places. They're living here. They need more options than we have. They don't want to go to Prescott. They don't want to go to Prescott Valley. They want to stay home in Chino Valley. So we're excited about that. So if everything goes the way it should, what are we looking at in terms of timeline?
Well, Mr. Fletcher owns both properties, and he believes that they're going to break ground as soon as possible on the town center, Chino Valley Town Center.
Okay.
And then the West Meadows is likely going to be put off a bit longer.
So, Jason, we're going to have you come back, and we're going to spend some quality time digging through what you have to say, and we're going to force the rest of you to talk with us as well. You have been listening to us on the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We were streaming worldwide on kqna.com, and we thank you for listening to us today, and we thank you all for joining us today. We look forward to having you back. We look forward to Halloween in the park this week. And thank you for listening to us. Join us next week with an exciting show, and wait for these people to come back and chat about the rest of Chino Valley.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reaper Graphics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.